Good to have you listen to us today. You're on To Real Life Issues with Abba. And I am Abba Ogban. I'm not alone here in the house. I have a wonderful friend of mine. He's no other person but Brother Moses. You're welcome, sir.
Hi, listener. How you doing? Trust you're having a good time. Yeah, it's a boy, Moses Kings.
It's your boy, Moses King. All right, you're welcome, boy, Moses Kings. Okay, we have a very wonderful topic today, and it's going to be very interesting and educative. Okay, so stick to the end of this podcast so that you can learn. It is commonplace for anybody to feel frustrated because we are living beings and we have to respond to our environment. Yes, it is not a strange thing when you have that feeling of frustration. Okay, so before I go into the topic proper, let's look at what frustration is all about. What do you understand by the term frustration?
Frustration, actually it starts with a feeling. You see, it's a feeling of being upset or annoyed as a result of being unable to change or achieve something. You see, that point where after sitting for an exam and you've been expecting to have a very high grade,
okay,
you know, and you find out that what you saw on the board was a little lower than your expectation, at that point you easily get frustrated. You see, it's a feeling. It starts with a feeling. You start feeling bad about yourself, you know. That's what frustration means. It starts with a feeling.
A feeling. That feeling of hopelessness.
Thank you. Yeah.
Okay, that feeling. But most times we just have to hold ourselves a little bit and understand that we are humans. And also, situations shouldn't overcome us. Rather, we should overcome situations. Because the tougher a situation should be, the tougher we should get to tackling it.
Yeah.
Okay, so right now, you just talked about grades in school. There are other things that could lead to frustration.
Yeah, so many things.
We look at the causes of frustration. Okay, so I don't know if we can just look at the causes of frustration right away.
Just like the meaning states, insecurity is one major cause of frustration. Insecurity, you know, when you're not secure about yourself, you're always pushed up. You're always on the look. Is someone after me? Is someone going to kill me? Stuff like that. You know, one can easily get frustrated at that point. You know, inability to fulfill needs also leads to frustration. I mean, as a man of the house, you go out in the morning, come back in the night, and there's nothing to show forth. At that point in time, one can easily get frustrated.
Frustrated.
It starts with a feeling. A feeling of uncertainty.
Okay.
You look at the future, you can't find any bright side.
Yes.
You know, you're not certain about the future. Okay. That can also lead to frustration. You see, and all of these things start with feelings, you know.
Feelings.
If a man can conquer that feeling, I tell you, the world will be a better place.
Okay, talking about insecurity, you know, insecurity could also be found in relationships.
Yeah, you're right.
Yes,
you're right.
Most times you feel that you being in a relationship, your partner is better than you are.
Mm.
And so in a way you become so possessive of her or him.
Yeah.
Okay, in that you tend to be going out of the way to doing certain things that are irregular. Okay, because you feel you will lose your partner. But truth is, it is not even about doing all of those. It's working on yourself.
Thank you.
That's it.
Thank you.
Working on yourself.
That feeling, you know, that feeling is a stranger to you, okay? That feeling is not for you. It's a stranger. So you got to kick it out of your life and get on the positive side. Okay? You can't grow with that feeling. that feeling called frustration, you can't. No, it will always weigh you down.
It weighs you down. It makes you see life as though nothing good can come out of it.
You're very correct,
sir. That's it. So I want us to dwell a little bit on relationship.
Okay.
Relationship, because it happens often in relationship.
Yes, right. There was a story on the internet.
Okay.
A particular footballer went home for summer. On getting to the house, he found his wife and another man on his matrimonial bed.
Wow.
You see, at that point, he went numbed. He couldn't speak. He was just totally out of it. You know, it got to the point where his team had to lose their match because he was not around.
He lost his presence.
You know, so many things, not even in frustration alone. Sorry, in relationship rather alone.
Mm, okay.
So many things can lead to frustration. I mean, okay. You receive a phone call that you were supposed to pick up a check, you know, for something, for a program or something, and all of a sudden you went there and you find it wasn't real. At that point you're about going crazy. What am I going to do? Okay. Not being able to meet up with something alone can even cause. I've seen people where they say prank, you know, oh, let's prank. Such things, you know, it leads to frustration. You may not know the mood of the other person. You just want to, you know, catch fun, and before you know it, someone is dying.
You just mentioned going to cash money or something.
Yeah.
You know, most persons feel that doing that could be a way of life.
Mm.
A way of life in the sense that they feel they are smart. Playing prank on another person. You see children playing prank on their parents.
Mm.
When already they are worn out, they are frustrated.
I tell you.
With life, trying to provide. Okay? Trying to provide. So let's look at that father who is doing everything he can just to keep his family in a good position. He wants to make sure his children attend to the right school, go to the right school rather. So, and also he's making sure that he gives his best, and yet these children are still frustrating him. Maybe in terms of not performing well in school, maybe in terms of being unserious, maybe in terms of giving themselves to drugs. That can frustrate a father.
It could be so annoying.
And I'm talking about the mother on the other side. The mother is praying. Some parents like our mothers, they pray, believing their children to change. If you're listening to us and your mother is always praying and wishing that you change over a particular habit, why not talk to yourself in order not to frustrate your parents? Okay, so you have to talk to yourself first of all in order to take away that feeling of frustration from your parents. The reason why you see them or most times hear them say things they are not supposed to say is as a result of insecurity. I'm going to lose him. I'm going to lose my daughter. Why is she behaving the way she... So all of this could lead to frustration. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So we're still talking about the causes. Okay, right now let's look at the cure of frustration.
Mm.
What are the ways to manage frustration?
I think one of the best cure, so to say, for frustration is having someone to talk to.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a popular saying that goes this way: it's a problem shared
is half solved. Okay.
No matter how strong you could be, trust me. A tree can never make a forest. I tell you. So one of the key of frustration is talk to someone you trust. Not just go to folks and open your mouth. No. The person that you trust, that you believe in. I mean, you have a little bit of confidence in him or her. Okay. Talk to him or talk to her about what you're going through. And I think that would be the best for now, because others will have it as talk loud, write them down and all stuff. No, it doesn't really work to some length.
You know, the truth is, you can't kill a tree without targeting the root.
That's it.
So
that's
you have it. To go to the root. What is the cause
that's it.
Of this frustration?
You know,
deal with it first of all.
That's it. And talking with a friend, a reliable personnel,
okay,
will help you dig into whatever you're going through.
Okay.
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 So the fact is that you can't solve this problem alone.
Alone.
It's not possible. You can't solve this problem called frustration alone. Meet somebody.
Okay, I realize you just said something about what is that quote you just quoted right now?
A tree cannot make a forest.
A tree cannot make a forest, right? You know, I happened to be talking to a friend today, and we were conversing, and the friend was like, that even Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, had people with him.
I tell you.
He had disciples with him.
Yeah.
So, God has given you the anointing. God has given you all it takes to do his work.
Yeah.
But listen, you need people around you.
Yeah.
To be able to fulfill your ministry.
Yeah.
Your position is to hear from God and give a command.
I tell you.
God said, when he said, write the vision.
Okay, Habakkuk.
Habakkuk, sorry. Write the vision and make it plain. So that they that see it may run with it.
Yeah.
The vision may tarry, but it will definitely come to pass.
Sure.
Don't get yourself worked up.
Yeah.
You just have to realize that you need people around you.
Mm.
Jesus Christ needed people. Yeah.
And I think one very funny reason why frustration is on the high side is because people fail to recognize the fact that there are so many things that they can change.
Many things they can change.
Yeah.
Can you please highlight a few of those?
From the onset, from the first day of creation,
okay,
humans were made out of dust.
It's not a new thing.
That simple analogy is telling us that we are dependent beings.
Okay.
Okay. There are so many things that is beyond our power. There are so many things that is beyond our strength.
Okay.
Failure to recognize the fact that there are some things that you can't change is what brings about this frustration. Okay. I mean, how can you carry all the vision on your head and trying to run with it? You are the logistics, administrative. You're going to die soon, okay? Learn to understand the fact that there are so many things that you can't change. Just depends on God.
Sorry, you know, there's something I understand about some persons.
Okay.
Over time, I try to understand what people meant when they say they are actually working hard.
Mm.
You know, you said you're working hard and you don't have the time to rest.
To rest.
How would you last? Some of them will say, I don't have to rest. I will rest in the grave. Why are you in a hurry to die? When you will surely die someday.
That's it.
No, you shouldn't be in a hurry to die. Create time to rest.
Tell you.
Rest. Rest is actually good. We're mentioning men of God, Jesus Christ, our perfect example, had somebody with him or people with him. He had Elijah,
yeah.
Had Elisha, Moses had Aaron and Hur. Okay, David had men. Bible said he met men in the cave of Adullam, men who were nothing. He built something into them, and they were very supportive in the reign of David. So you can't run this race in life alone. You have to be dependent on God.
Yes.
You're talking about God, we being made from the dust. It means that is why we have to pray to God, the supernatural power that helps us. Because we get to a point where we cannot change certain things, like you said. And we need God to push us through.
I tell you.
We need God to push us through. In as much as you have your part to play. Allow God to come in. He's the only one that can give you the perfect rest you need to overcome frustration. Yes. He's the only one. So that's it. I don't know if you can highlight some of the symptoms as well of frustration.
Symptoms, very few. You find yourself getting angry over mere issues.
Mere issues, yeah. Okay.
Any little smudge on your foot, you flare up, and you easily get angry.
That is a sign of frustration.
Yeah, you easily get angry, you give up or quit easily. You know, you're tired of pushing on, you're tired of going further, you give up or quit. Reduces self-esteem. It reduces self-esteem.
And when you
see yourself as though
you
are worthless, that's what it makes you feel. Others are making it, others are trying to push hard, you are seeing yourself as though you are worthless, you can't go further. You know, it reduces self-esteem.
It's like a deflated tire.
That's it.
Yes. When you lose self-esteem, you're being deflated.
You're correct.
There is no strength to fire on.
You're correct.
There is no strength to dream anymore.
You're correct.
So you should be very, very careful. Be cautious of your self-esteem.
Yeah.
In all of that, then you should remain positive, even in the state of your frustration.
Yeah.
Okay, we talked about the cure, but that just came into my mind right away. So what other thing can we look at when we talk about the symptoms?
It reduces your self-confidence.
Self-confidence.
Yeah. You're not proud of who you are. You try it once, you fail, then you think it's over. You're not confident. You don't have this mind. You don't have this strength in the potentials that God has given unto you. You know, you've lost confidence. That's one of the signs or the signs. Symptoms.
Talking about might, you just mentioned might. See, might is so important.
Yeah.
The scripture said something that I will strengthen you with might by my spirit in the inner man. God understands that we need the spirit of might.
Yeah.
So when you're deflated because of frustration, you lose the might. Okay? But your positive confession, your belief and trust in God, you keep you focused.
Yeah.
Keep you believing that everything is going to work out. Okay? And also mentioning self-confidence.
Yeah.
We are in the era of COVID-19. Some persons have lost their loved ones. They have lost their loved ones. And most of them feel frustrated. Some of them were their benefactors. You know, at this point, all you have to do is to look up to God. You shouldn't start asking God questions. He knows better. He knows better. So I just want you to, you know, let's look at ourselves. Moses, have you ever been frustrated?
Oh my. Wow. I have. Oh God, it was a crazy time. It was really a crazy time.
So can you share with us?
Okay, I've had many frustrations in life, so many.
Which is most memorable?
Yeah, okay. There was a day that, in my primary school days, I'm always at the back of the class.
Don't tell me you were a bully.
No, not that. I'm a fan of football.
Okay.
So, whenever it's time for a break, if I'm at the front, it would be so difficult for me to be the first man on the pitch.
Okay.
So, I like sitting at the back so that when it's break time, I easily get out, and go do my thing. So, due to that fact, I had a very, degrading grade in school, kind of. But this particular term, I was in the school, finished the exams, and my dad had warned me, son, if you don't come home with a good result, I'm going to whoop your ass. I said, dad, don't worry, okay, I'll make you proud this time. I said, no problem. So they called me over for my report card. I went to the school, I opened the report card, I saw it. I was very happy from 25, 27. I was very happy. But there was one thing that happened. That eighth position was written with red pen. Okay.
You know, I never knew the implication of that. So I was very joyous. I was very happy. I had to come home. I was running to the house. Okay. Dad, my report card. I'm eighth in class. Okay, let me see. Dad opened the report card and saw it written in red pen. He looked at me, went inside. I came out with a whip. I said, Dad, what are you going to do? It's a lie down there. That man flogged me. God, I saw hell that day.
So, you know, may ask you, why did he flog you?
You know, because 8 written in red pen shows that this guy is really, really unserious.
Unserious, okay.
You know, after I received the cane, I went to my closet, frustrated. I almost did something crazy. Because people yelled at me, people make jest of me, so many insults were hurled at me. I almost, you know,
did something crazy.
I almost did something crazy, you know. Seriously, I almost. And there was one again, I was in the house, was watching TV, and my dad was like, Moses, go over to the backyard and do the house chores. Like, Dad, come on, Dad. There are people here. Why me? He said, you go and do the house chores. Okay, no problem. I had to go to the backyard. I was doing the house chores, you know. Then my immediate brother came to the backyard, was making jest of me because I was sent to do something.
Okay.
You know this, you know, child's play, the way we do when we're little. I was very angry. I was like, Jeff, please leave me alone. He said, no. He was trying to make some funny gigs, and I was like, I'll injure you. He said, no, you can't do anything. But sir, could you believe I used machetes, I mean cutlass, to cut my brother in the leg.
That was a feeling of frustration.
God. If not for God, I would have... Seriously, each time I think about this thing, I feel like crying because he's someone I love so much. But that point, I was frustrated. I could not help it. That is why it is imperative that you out there, please, always think twice before you act.
That's true.
Even in that frustrating moment,
okay,
think twice before you take that action.
Yeah.
Because you might end up doing something crazy and you regret later.
Okay, do you know that the inability to manage your feeling is a sign that you're still a baby?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, it's a clear indication that you're still a child.
Yeah.
That ability to control your feelings. Now, let me use the word manage, because you can't help it. Those feelings will come. When they come, how do you manage them?
That's it.
How do you manage them? Do you just vent your anger on anybody you see, start yelling at anybody? You know, the other day we talked about aggression. When you start yelling, everyone seems to run away from you. Yeah, it's become like a monster. Being scared of you. Don't boast about it. You're supposed to have friends. You're supposed to have people you can talk to, people you can relate with. If you have been told over time that your character is not the type that anyone can, you know, reckon with, then you have to work on yourself. Okay? You have to work on yourself. You are not an island.
At all.
You are not an island.
At all.
Therefore, you have to ensure that you make provision for people to come close to you.
Yeah.
In as much as you have to be careful as well.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's just it. I have been frustrated in life, not just once. You know, I've been frustrated. I could remember when I wrote these exams we write here in Nigeria into the university. It's called JAMB. Join Admission Matriculation Board exams. I wrote that exams severally. I was desperate to be in school. Some of my mates were already in school, and I was always seeing them. I kept writing for up to 3 times or so. I was unable to go into school. I was frustrated. I was so frustrated. I gave up on myself. At some point, like you said, I lose self-confidence. Okay? But God helped me along the line.
I happened to join a fellowship where, you know, we were encouraged. Even when we are in a hopeless situation or feel frustrated. So I was able to come out of that feeling. I was able to come out of that feeling by the grace of God. And so that was how God helped me. There were other instances where I was frustrated, okay? But I was able to control it. I was able to control it, to check it. Because there's this woman of God I love listening to. Her name is Joyce Meyer.
Okay.
She talked about we thinking of what we are thinking. So before you start feeling something, even a feeling of frustration, there must be some kind of thoughts that were planted in your mind.
Yeah.
We talked about the causes. The thoughts gradually seeps into your mind, and before you know it, it becomes a feeling. So at that point where you're not thinking of what you're thinking, you may lose it.
I tell you.
So always monitor your thoughts at every point in time.
Yeah.
Okay? So God Almighty will help us. At this point, you listening to us, I want to talk to you, please. Permit me. Learn to think of your thoughts, your thinking. Please make sure you're always thinking of what you're thinking. In order for you to know when these thoughts are being planted or sowed consciously or subconsciously. Maybe what you read, be what you listened to, what you saw or something. You just have to understand all of this and manage your feelings. At that point when you're able to manage your feeling, it means you're mature, you're growing. Babies cry when they are hungry.
Yeah.
They can't control it. Babies go to the toilet when they feel like. They ease themselves when they feel like they are, because they are still babies. At that point, it is being understood that they are still children or babies.
You're correct.
Okay, but at the point where you're expected to mature and leave the level where you are, and you're still behaving like a baby, people won't take you seriously. People won't take you seriously. So you ought to manage your feelings very well by thinking of what you're thinking. I have to emphasize on this. Don't allow that situation in your school. Don't allow that relationship brings frustration. Don't even allow your character, the way you behave, brings frustration to another person. Okay? Because there is this law of karma that says whatever you sow is what you reap. It's a universal law. It's applicable anywhere. So please, I will really charge you to check your life when you are feeling this thing called frustration. And I know God will help you. God is still working on me too. He's working on my brother, I suppose.
I tell you.
He's still working on us.
We are all work in progress.
Yes, work in progress. Nobody's perfect.
Yeah.
All of us are working towards perfection. So see yourself as someone who will one day be able to control your feeling as a person, okay? God has given us the ability to do so. The scripture says he has not given to us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind, to be able to control ourselves, okay? So at this point, I will say thank you. I really appreciate. I wish I can see you and give you a hug and tell you thank you for listening to the end. Thank you very much. And I know my brother has something to say to you.
Yeah, it's been a wonderful time. I'm so, so grateful. I'm so happy. Like my brother said, I'm so happy that you're still here listening to us. God bless you.
And we love you, sincerely. Take good care of yourself. Till next time.
Bye.
And please share our podcast. Drop a message. Tell us how you feel about
it. We'd love to hear from you.
We would love to hear from you, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So for now, bye.
Issues of life.
are like shadows that no one can run away from. It is no respect of race, culture, status, and gender. So you got to brace up to face the man behind your mask.
Okay, you gotta brace up to face the man behind the mask. That's what's up. You know what I mean? Doesn't matter how high the mountain seems to be, you gotta keep yelling at it till it leaves you. Life is deeper than the ocean, different people, different culture. Follow Jesus, he's the savior, he's the holy one from Zion. No more crying, wiping tears. You don't have to be this bad, the devil's job is to make you fear. But with the panic crisis, yeah, the world is really darker. Only Jesus is the lighter, everybody is a fighter. But with Jesus, you'll be winner. This is real life issues, and nobody got an answer. We're going to rule the stuff too, but we're lost, so we fight.
This is real life issues with Papa.
We were born to build a substance, but we lost it, but we're fighting.
Fight for your life. Fight for your destiny.
You gotta fight, baby.
You will win.
You were born a winner.
We're born to win.
You're a champion.
That is it.